Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. We love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast.
Look at this. This is what the gospel is. 1 Corinthians 15:3. I passed on to you what was most important and what has also been passed on to me. Christ died for our sins. Everybody's a sinner, but Christ died for our sins. Just as the scripture said, he was buried. He was raised from the dead on the third day, just as the scripture said. It says this in Hebrews 7:21. Therefore, he, Jesus, is able once and forever to save those who come to God through him. He lives forever to intercede with God for their behalf. God loved us, but we have to receive it. Two things he offered mankind. Watch this. Luke 24, verse 47. It was also written that this message would be proclaimed in the authority of his name to all nations. Watch this. Beginning in Jerusalem, there is forgiveness of sins for all who repent. What's sin going to do? Kill me. The wages of sin is death. If I sin, I will die. It'll kill me physically. It'll kill me spiritually. It'll kill me socially. It'll kill me. Death is attached to sin. I can't. So don't. That's why Jesus said, do not let sin reign in your mortal body. Get it out. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. There is salvation to no one else. God has given no other name under heaven by which we should be saved. Now, the origin of sin was not on earth, by the way. The origin of sin was the devil. The devil sinned in heaven. He got a stupid thought, tried to resist God. You know something? I love God because he's trying to be good to me. If I thought God was trying to harm me, I'd tell God to shove it up his nose. Why would I serve a God trying to kill me, make me miserable, make me broke, poor, make my wife hate me, get my dog to bite me? God loves me. He's trying to have good things happen to and for me. That's what God's trying to do. That's why I was a sinner. I needed salvation. Look at this. Ezekiel 28. It's prophesying about Lucifer, what he did. Son of man, weep for the king of Tyre. Give him this message from the sovereign Lord. You were the perfection of wisdom and beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Your clothing was adorned with every precious stone. Red chameleon, chrysophyte, white moonstone, beryl, onyx, jasper, sapphire, turquoise, and emerald. All beautifully crafted for you and set in the finest gold. And they were given to you on the day you were created. Ordained and anointed you as the mighty angelic guardian. You had access to the holy mountain of God. You walked among the stones of fire. You are blameless in all you did from the day you were created until the day evil was founded. He's talking about Lucifer. I created you perfect, but one day you got a stupid thought. The first sin ever committed was committed by Lucifer, Satan, the devil. And that's what he's trying to get us to, because he lost his position because of that. God fired him from his job. Your great wealth filled you with violence, and you sinned. So I banished you from the mountain of God. I expelled you, Almighty Guardian, from your place among the stones of fire. Your heart was filled with pride because of all of your beauty. You corrupted your wisdom for your sake and for the sake of your splendor. So I threw you to the earth and exposed you to the curious gaze of kings. Even the kings said, my goodness, what happened here? Then Isaiah 14:13, how you are fallen from heaven, O shining star, son of the morning. You have been thrown down to the earth, you who destroyed the nations of the world. For you said to yourself, I will ascend to heaven. I will set my throne above God's stars. I will preside on the mountain of God's of the gods far away to the north, and I will climb to the highest heavens and be like the Most High God. Five times Lucifer said, I will. You know what sin is? It's rebellion against God. God loves me, has the best plans for me. All God wants from me is obedience. All blessing comes through obedience. God's not trying to control me. I get to choose. I want to be submitted to God. I want the grace and mercy of God on my life. I want his favor. But you got to submit to do that. So look at this. The first human sin was Adam. Genesis chapter 3, it's real simple. Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. So now the serpent was the shrewdest of all creatures that the Lord God had made. Really, he asked the woman, did God really say you must not eat of the fruit of the garden? Of course we may eat it, the woman said. It's only the fruit from the tree at the center of the garden that we are now not allowed to eat. God says we must not eat it or even touch it or we will die. You won't die, the serpent hissed. The devil's got one weapon. He's a liar, John 8:44. Tempts people into sinning by lying to them. It's That's why the Bible says, if you know the truth, truth will set you free. God knows, the devil said, that your eyes will be open when you eat it. You'll become just like God. You don't need God. You can be like God. That's why people say, I don't need my dad. I don't need my mom. I don't need you. I don't need God. I don't need anything. That is an ignorant, foolish, blinded sinner who's going someplace really bad. God said, I made you that you might glorify me and honor me. Obey me. That's why it says, Isaiah 119, if you're willing and obedient, eat the good of the land. Job 36:11, if you're obedient, you spend your days in prosperity, years in pleasure. Ephesians chapter 6, if I'm obedient, it'll be well with me and I live long. God's not trying to hurt me. God's good. All good things come down from the Father above. But he won't make me take them. He's asking for my obedience. That's all he's asking for. Genesis chapter 3, verse 8. Toward the evening, Adam and Eve heard God walking in the garden. So they hid themselves among the trees. And the Lord God called Adam, where are you? Now God knew where he was. He's given an opportunity to respond. Where are you? And Adam replied, I heard you, so I hid. I was afraid because I was naked. Who told you you were naked? The Lord God said, have you eaten the fruit I commanded you not to eat? Yes, Adam admitted, but it was the woman who you gave me who brought me the fruit and I ate it. And here's what happens when you sin. You won't take responsibility. There is no forgiveness for sin if there's no repentance. There's no mercy if there's no repentance. Repentance is, you know, you're right, I've sinned. I'm stupid. I did something incredibly wrong and bad. I need to repent. But if you don't do the repenting, there's no forgiveness for you. That's why it's so important. Well, here's what happens. Sinners just blame somebody else. Not my fault. Not my fault. They did it. They made me do it. That happened. No, it's me. It's got to start with me. And so he goes through, and Adam said, it was the woman you gave me who made me eat the fruit. And the Lord asked the woman, how could you do such a thing? The serpent tricked me, she said. We're blaming somebody else. It's what sinners do. So the Lord God said to the serpent, because you've done this, you will be punished. You'll be singled out from all the domestic wild animals, the whole earth, to be cursed. And you will grovel in the dust as long as you live, and crawling along on your belly, which evidently means he must have walked upright at one time. He said this, from now on, woman, you and the woman will be enemies, he said. And your offspring and her offspring will be enemies. He will crush your head, you will crush his heel. Then he said, woman, you will bear children in intense pain and suffering. So I believe before the fall, having a baby, but not much worse than having a bowel movement, to be honest with you. But what happened after sin? Man, things got ugly. Sin brings death, makes things ugly. Have pain and through your desire, you'll desire to rule your husband, but he will ruthlessly rule over you. Male chauvinism and women's liberation were born in the Garden of Eden because of sin. I'm not submitting to you. You're an idiot. I'm not submitting to anybody. And sin makes people rebellious, and rebellion leads to death, people. Rebellion's like the sin of witchcraft. And it says to Adam, he said, because you have listened to your wife and ate the fruit that I told you not to eat, I have placed a curse on the ground. And all your life you will struggle to scratch a living from it. You ever seen anybody trying to struggle to scratch a living from this planet? Wonder where that came from. Sin. And it will grow thorns and thistles for you, and though you eat of its grains, all your life you will sweat to produce food until your dying day. Then you return to the ground from which you came, for you are made from the dust, to the dust you will return. And that's the result of sin. The result of sin for Adam and Eve was this. They got fired from the job, evicted from the house, the kids started killing each other. The Bible says all have sinned, every human ever born. I don't care how sweet that baby is when they're born. Now, there is an age of accountability before they're conscious of what they've done. Some people say it's 6, 7. I don't think there's any set time. God knows the hearts of humans. That's why when babies die, they go to heaven, because they've not sinned. They have no consciousness of it. But there comes a point eventually. Paul said it this way. When the law came, sin revived, and I died. What killed you, Paul? Knowing to do right and wrong, and I was not able to do it. That's why God said, you know what sin is? It's when you know what to do and you won't do it. You know what to do and you won't do it. That's why Jesus talked in Matthew 25 about the sheep and the goats. He said, why are we sheep? Because when I was thirsty, you gave me water. When I was hungry, you fed me. When I was in prison, you visited me. When I was sick, you nursed me to help. Lord, we've never seen you in prison sick or naked or hungry or thirsty. He said, when you did it unto the least of these, you did it unto me. You're sheep going to heaven because of what you've done. The goats were complaining about the fact they were in the hell. He said, what did we do so wrong? He said, when I was thirsty, you didn't give me any water. When I was hungry, you did not feed me. When I was in prison, you didn't visit me. When I was naked, you didn't clothe me. He said, Lord, we never saw you like that. He said, when you did not do it unto these, the least of my brethren, you did not do it unto me. The number one problem of the universe, the number one problem of the economy, the number one problem of all things is sin. The wages of sin is death. That's why Jesus came to the earth, to die for sinners, because the wages of sin is death. Somebody had to take my place in death. Who did that? Jesus on the cross. Jesus took my place. So now I'm alive. I'm saved. Why? Because of my faith in Jesus, what he did for me. That's why the Bible says in Romans, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall be saved. Believing in him and him dying for me and the fact that God raised him from the dead, that brings me salvation. It's an incredible opportunity. God loves sinners. God's not mad at sinners. Listen, you know what the Bible says? There's pleasure in sin for a season. You know, when I sinned, nobody made me. What'd you sin for? Felt good, tasted good, smelled good. That's why I did it. Why? I like it. But the end of it is death. It kills you in the end. And nobody told us that. That's why the devil is always tempting mankind to sin. That temptation to sin, if I do it, it will lead to death. It brings death to my life. That's why I get to repent. That's why I need to repent. That's why I need to confess Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I want to live long on the earth. God promised me this. You know, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. And with that wisdom, Proverbs 3:16, comes long life, riches, and honor. Well, that's the opposite of what sin brings. Sins bring death. That's why we have been redeemed from the curse of the law. Now, what was the curse of the law? Well, I wasn't able to keep the law, so God put a curse on it. What was the curse of the law? Poverty, sickness, and death. What did sin bring? Sin brought poverty, sickness, and death. What did sin bring? Poverty, sickness, and death. What do you know about people? Well, most people are broke, sick as a dog, having to go to the doctor, and they're dying early. They die and they're separated from God. When Jesus came to the cross, he said, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, for Jesus bore that curse for me. And my faith in what Jesus did for me saves me from my sin. God looks at me and he doesn't see my sin. He said, listen, 1 John 1:9, if I confess my sins before God, not only will he forgive me, he is faithful and just not only to forgive me, but to cleanse me from all righteousness. Jesus has provided the answer for sin. Thank God. Therefore, I know I can spend eternity in heaven. I will live happily ever after. I'm going to spend my ever after in heaven, not in hell where it was prepared for the angels. So, Father, I pray, give us wisdom as we live in our life in the last days. Thank you for the opportunity to serve you and do what's right. Thank you for saving us, our family, our children, and our grandchildren. Thank you for calling us out of your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.